Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's Get Local.
Hey, we're back for more stories. And today, we're featuring local events coming up. Get that on your radar because it's important to support local business, local organizations, and attend local events. And these are some fun events that we can talk about. You can happen to participate right here. The first event we're going to talk about, you can participate from anywhere in the world. So Chelsea is with us now from the Cap Times to talk about Cap Times Idea Fest. Chelsea, thanks for taking time for us today. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about the fest.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit. I mean, I think, so it's been around since 2017. It's obviously evolved and changed, and we've gone through the pandemic in line with the fest too. But tell us about a brief overview of what Cap Times Idea Fest is.
Yeah, it's been a ride. I mean, I joined the Cap Times team in July of 2020, so I really know Cap Times Idea Fest best during the pandemic and now beyond, and how it's evolved so much the last few years. But basically, this is what we hope to be known as Wisconsin's premier thought festival. So we really want people to come to the fest to talk about topics and issues that are happening not only in Madison, in our communities, but beyond. This year, making it so different, we're talking about issues and topics beyond and across Wisconsin. So there are going to be an insane amount of sessions, over 24 sessions, 75 speakers across 6 days from September 12th to the 17th. And like you said, a lot of them are virtual. During the pandemic, they were all virtual. Last year, we did a little bit of a hybrid, but this year we're really committing to a full hybrid of in-person sessions that will happen at UW-Madison's Shannon Hall. We'll have some sessions happening at Madison College. We have a social media session that I will be moderating at Leopold's Books Bar Cafe on Regent Street. And then 75 speakers across those 6 days. And a lot of the sessions on the hybrid note, those virtual sessions are free. So all you have to do is register, and you can access any of those virtual sessions online wherever you are. And then those in-person sessions are ticketed. So you want to buy tickets before they sell out. The social media session that's in-person with me at Leopold's is free, so you don't need to buy a ticket for that.
We're talking with Chelsea Decane-Jurovic over at, we're talking about the Cap Times Idea Fest. The website is CapTimesIdeaFest.com. So easy to remember. That just sounds like a lot to pull together, Chelsea. How does this even possible? How does Cap Times make this work?
Honestly, this fest is the biggest way the community can support the Cap Times and local journalism in our newsroom. So being that it's our biggest event that we put on that happens throughout the year, because we do a couple other smaller events, we start working on this. Our publisher, Paul Fanlon, Chris Murphy, our managing editor, and the rest of the team, we start working on this year round. So it's like 6 months ago, we start planning. It's almost beyond that. It's almost as soon as the fest ends, we start planning right away. It's a full team commitment. Sessions are moderated by not only national speakers, but a lot of the Cap Times journalists as well. And I do want to plug that our big speakers this year are Carl Bernstein from one of the two journalists from the Washington Post who broke the Watergate news, and U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin. Those are kind of our two biggest speakers this year. But like I said, it's a full team effort that the Cap Times journalists and the sales team, everybody is like all in So yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's the biggest way people can support the Cap Times and local journalism from us.
We're talking about Cap Times Idea Fest. Again, the website is CapTimesIdeaFest.com. You can purchase tickets right there. You can learn more. There's an article that's been written as well. It gives you a pretty good overview. The full list isn't released quite yet, but that is coming soon, I'm sure. I think that's listed on the website too. So you can check that out again, CapTimesIdeaFest.com. We're talking with Chelsea right now about that. Chelsea, let's just talk about this. The importance, I think. You mentioned you had speakers, you had Bob Woodward, right? And now you've got another person that was involved in the Watergate, basically making that Watergate, putting light on the situation. And then we're seeing all of the misinformation and all of the challenges. And so good journalism, supporting good journalism is really important because that's how we can get information, correct quality information, facts to the public. So I really encourage people to support the Cap Times.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the goal here. We want to not only provide this unique festival, talking a range of topics. I mean, there's cooking events, there's music events, there's more lighthearted sessions, but there's a lot of the sessions, like you're saying, that really dive into the facts. And we are bringing the sources to Madison. These, you know, Carl Bernstein's, Jamie Raskin's, who are in DC and New York, and we're bringing them here to Madison so that that the community can see them up close and personal, and hear what they're talking about the issues and how the news in Madison and Wisconsin is changing, and how the Cap Times works year round to bring you that news. But this event really connects you firsthand with the speakers and those topics.
And the statewide approach too, because this is information that affects everybody in our state, so it's important to get it all the way around. I love that kind of broadening the focus of it. The other thing that is clear and evident as I look back on last year, on 2020, on different topics that you had with Cap Times Idea Fest, is that you're very focused on what's happening now. What are the things that are happening now? What are the things that are in the near future that are changing, that are evolving? So social issues, really important, affecting so many of us. Other issues that need to be talked about and need to be brought to light. And not just attention of people here in Madison, but people around the state.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope that we're highlighting these serious issues, the important issues. One of the like the Madison College session, we're calling it Rising Tide on the South Side. Not that this is an issue, but that this is a part of the community that people need to pay attention to. And we're bringing a panel together of people like Ruben Anthony, Reverend Alex Gee, Vanessa McDowell, Karen Menendez Collar. These are people in our community that the state needs to know about, because it's so pivotal to see what's happening here in Madison, how that affects the state, and how the topics that these panelists are discussing are so important. So we hope that really like connects everybody full circle of it's more than just reading about what's going on. And now they can talk to the people in these sessions. They can engage with them, meet them, to get even more connected.
We're talking with Chelsea about the Cap Times Idea Fest. Again, website CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Highlighting the South Side. I absolutely love that. There's been so much happening on the South Side that's good, and we know for such a long time it's been kind of a neglected part of Madison. So the fact that these things are taking place, there's advancements being made in our community, I think is great that you guys are putting more light on that too.
Yeah, I mean, every year we really try to listen to the community's feedback and previous ticket buyers, their feedback of what kind of sessions they want to see, what are we not including in Idea Fest that should be. And obviously, we're just trying to do our best to shed light on everything we can that needs it, that deserves it, the conversations we should be having. The Carl Bernstein Watergate session is going to be really interesting. That's going to be at Memorial Union's Great Hall, and that's just an evening with Carl Bernstein and David Moranis. They're just going to be talking about the political climate currently. He has a book that just came out, Chasing History, A Kid in the Newsroom. Actually, I don't know if it's out yet. I think it's out. I should look that up. But they're going to talk about that book. You can get the book signed. But, you know, so it's so cool to be part of something that highlights all of the issues, topics, fun things, cooking events, music that are so locally focused. And then we're bringing in people like Carl Bernstein and David Moranis to have these conversations about the nation, but how that affects Madison and Wisconsin. How what role do we play in all these things? Obviously, with the election coming up, it's Wisconsin is like everybody's looking at us and trying to like how people are voting, what the climate's going to look like.
You're right. Wisconsin is going to be definitely we have their attention on us once again.
But I guess
as the November elections come up. Chelsea, I don't know if maybe you can cut your video for a second. The Zoom is getting a little unstable there for a second. I want to make sure we can hear everything and our listeners can hear what you have to say as we close this. But yeah, it's just Wisconsin's going to have a lot of attention on us, and we have a lot of great ideas here, and that's why the Idea Fest is bringing that to light. So Chelsea, tell people before we have to run again the timing of the event and then how they can participate and take in some of this good information.
Yes. So Cap Times Idea Fest is going to be happening September 12th through the 17th. It is both virtual events that are free online. You just have to register. In-person sessions are happening across Madison. You just got to buy tickets to those. You can both buy tickets, get more information, register for those free events at captimesideafest.com. And I'll plug the fun things happening this year with we're collabing with Young Blood Beer Company to make a Cap Times Idea Fest beer. So we all know we need a beer every now and then to get through the day. but we're super excited about that. And you can buy that at Young Blood's tap room closer to the fest.
That is Chelsea Wisco on some socials as well. You can find her, but also just check it out at CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Chelsea, thanks for telling us about it. It's coming up in September. Buy tickets now. Head to CapTimesIdeaFest.com. Chelsea, thanks for what you do, and tell the team hello over there at Cap Times.
Jason, thank you. I will. Thank you so much.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. This is Let's Get Local.